Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
This week with Health Minister Andrew Little, I asked him about the nurses' strikes, the agreement surrounding safe staffing levels, as I talked to the nurses' organisation's David Waite about, and the DHB's decision to take the nurses' organisation to the employment court after they accused the union of not doing enough to guarantee enough staffing levels during the strikes. So since last Friday, when you know of that the members of the nurses' organisation have voted against the pay agreement between them and the DHBs, are there any progress so far?
The DHBs and the nurses' organisation are in mediation today.
But on the agreement itself, because we also spoke to the nurses' organisation yesterday, the dispute this time is less than about the pay equity deal, but more about safe staffing, right?
That's what they've said publicly, yes.
And why is that?
Well, I can't explain why they've said that. That's what they've said.
Mm. Okay. But on the safe staffing, they've said what the DHB's offered was quite ambiguous. What do you think of that?
Bearing in mind that actually what the nurses' membership voted on was ultimately a proposal that the nurses' organisations and negotiators had put to the DHBs. Included in that was a clause they wanted to have about what they described as greater accountability for situations where shifts are short-staffed. They put up a draft clause that would have meant that a single shift with one member down, one nurse down, would then have entitled them to go to the Employment Relations Authority or the Employment Court for penalty and compliance action. And that's a process that would take 9 to 12 months. In terms of dealing with the issue, it was completely impractical and it actually wouldn't have fixed the issue. And so they tested their proposed clause with the DHBs and the Ministry of Health, and actually it came to me, and we put up an alternative that actually, because this was at the very time they were about to get their council of 120 delegates to endorse the proposal that they wished to put to the DHBs, I suggested an alternative, which was, given the time constraints we were up against, we commit to there being an accountability process, but we take time to work out the meaningful accountability process following any vote by the membership. That ended up being what they accepted to put to their membership, but the members voted down the whole package. So actually, the work on developing a meaningful accountability process hasn't even begun, and I don't know when the opportunity will arise for that, but that's what that situation is.
But safe staffing levels, or a mechanism to ensure safe staffing, was part of a deal 3 years ago, and that was agreed by both the DHBs and the nurses' organisation, and that was supposed to be implemented by July this year. Why hasn't that happened?
There was the safe staffing accord agreed to this platform or program called Care Capacity Demand Management. That was meant to be implemented by each DHB. They all had to do it themselves because there's too many different employers. 10 of them have done that. There's quite a complicated process. They've got to basically take a year to work out the data of patient flow, patient demand, and staffing need, and then work out how you staff up for that. 10 DHBs have completed by the 30 June deadline this year. 7 DHBs are partway through it, and 3 DHBs are way behind. And the nurses are right to be concerned about that. That is not right. Notwithstanding that, I should point out the nurses' organisation itself hasn't taken any enforcement or compliance action on their failure to meet the deadline. In any event, what I had undertaken to do, which the nurses had tentatively agreed to, was for me to conduct a ministerial review, or put in place people who would conduct a ministerial review, because I wanted to know why, in the face of the agreement reached in 2018 and the fact that this government has funded an additional 3,000 full-time nurse positions across the DHB network, why the DHB, at least 10 of them, have not completed implementation of CCDM. And I still want to know why, and so in the absence of agreement from the nurses, because it was voted down, I am going to get that ministerial review conducted anyway, because we just need to fix this problem. There are way too many nurses who are turning up to short-staffed shifts, who are working extra hours, and who are under extraordinary pressure. And it's not fair on them, it's not right for them. And I've heard them when they say, you know, they are under pressure at work and they leave their shifts feeling as if they haven't done it, fulfilled their professional duties. And that's not right for them. So we need to fix it. But I can't sit around talking about it anymore. We've been talking about doing something to try and get this fixed for some months. I can't sit around anymore. The pressure is too great. And so I'm just going to get on and get the review underway, and that process is underway now.
How long will it take for the remaining 10 DHBs to implement the care capacity demand management?
I don't know, because I don't know how far. I mean, I'm told that 7 of them are substantially the way through, 3 of them are not, but I don't know what that means. And I want to know why the delay. I want to know those who have completed it, because I hear some reports saying that of those who have completed it, it's going very well. Others, it's not going so well. So it is timely to look at what is working, what isn't working, what needs to change, what we actually need to do. What I'm focused on is getting a solution to the problem. I hear the problem. It's been articulated to me many times. But I can't sit around just talking about it anymore. We've actually got to do the work, get the information that enables us to find the solutions to fix the problem. And that's what I'm focused on now.
Okay. The nurses, one of the things that the nurses organisation wants is for the DHBs to pay a penalty fine every time it has an unsafe staffing situation. What do you think of this?
Well, that was an early proposal, and they appear to have abandoned that and gone for what they described as an accountability measure. The reason why I'm opposed to that is that goes back to the kind of the industrial relations of the 1970s, where rather than seriously fix unsafe situations, we just pay people a little more to work in unsafe situations. You know, we used to have a thing called danger money and heat money for people who had to work in incredibly hot environments that weren't particularly safe. The world's moved on from that. If there is an unsafe situation in the workplace, you fix the unsafe situation. You don't just pay people extra to put up with it. So that is not a solution to the problem that they say they want to get fixed. So personally, I'm opposed to it. And it was a proposal some time ago, but it hasn't reared its head again.
Okay. But for the upcoming strikes, are the DHBs prepared for this?
Well, that's although they're in mediation, because these are sort of all but mandatory requirements in the face of a strike coming up to end mediation. But the reality is the DHBs have to be focused on ensuring they can provide good cover during the time of the strike action. So that's what they will be focused on.
But the DHBs now have taken the union to the employment court. Do you think this sort of action is helpful at resolving the situation?
Well, it's over the commitment that the nurses give to ensuring life-preserving services, so enough staff to ensure life-preserving services are available. There was an agreement between the nurses' organisation and the DHBs on what that is, or what that was. That agreement was, well, at least the nurses' organisation had indicated that they now take a different view about that. And although the parties have attempted to negotiate a resolution to that, that hasn't been possible. And so the DHBs are going to court to get a court ruling on what life-preserving services and the level of staffing required to achieve it actually is.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire.